You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, long-term listeners will know, of course, about the value of controlling technology with your voice. And one company that has been at the forefront is, of course, Real Thing, who have brought us In Your Pocket and Phone, two speech-activated devices that provide access to a world of content for blind and partially sighted people. Well, we have exciting news from Real Thing, and here to share more is Louise Humphreys, who is the UK country manager and head of group marketing. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Louise. Good to have you with us. You've got an opportunity for us.
Yeah, hi Dave, thanks for having me on. We're really excited that we are joining forces with RNIB and Thomas Pocklington Trust to create an internship for 9 months. So an opportunity for a blind or partially sighted person to come on board as part of our team and really support us across all aspects of our UK business. So they'll have an opportunity to learn about marketing, product development, to meet with our partners and help develop further relationships across the blind community alongside myself. It's really an opportunity for a person to come in and perhaps if they're in their first job, to just pick up a whole range of skills and hopefully at the end of the 9 months feel very confident to step out into the workplace, having developed not just business skills, but all of the social and communication skills that come from perhaps having that first opportunity in the workplace.
So you mentioned there you're looking for a blind or a partially sighted person, but what sorts of characteristics are you seeking? Does this need to be a younger person?
No, so the internships actually are open for people who are perhaps coming back into the workplace or are new to the workplace. So of course, that can mean a student or a graduate or somebody who has recently finished education. But it could mean someone who perhaps has had a change of direction in their career, or perhaps they've taken time out for a reason, maybe having a family, something like that. So it's an opportunity to retrain. And while they'll get training from us on the job, they're also supported by Thomas Pocklington Trust as well throughout those 9 months. They're given a mentor from TPT, who will support them with training as well as the training that we can offer as part of a role. So I see it a bit like an apprenticeship. So it isn't an apprenticeship, it's an internship, but in a similar way to building up those skills. And you may choose to change direction, and this is one way to do it.
And it's a great opportunity, especially when 3/4 of working age blind and partially sighted people are unemployed. And it's fantastic to hear that, you know, Real Thing, that obviously you make products for this market, but also you want blind and partially sighted people to be representing you, because this is a marketing kind of role where this individual will join you in demonstrating products to customers, right?
Yeah, that is a really crucial point here. So currently, our UK team and our Australian team, and we're not proud to say this, but actually everyone is fully sighted in both of those offices. And we do have two members of staff in the US who have sight loss, but we do not have anyone currently in the UK or in Australia. And so that really does mean that we haven't got the voice of our customer sitting at the table on a day-to-day basis, helping to guide us in our product development and our communications. We do actively seek those that input. We have a beta testing community who we actually meet with every week to get product feedback coming in. But we don't have anyone actually on our staff in the UK. So in creating this opportunity, I really do see that as critically important, that we bring someone into the team who can help guide us as much as anything. And we do see this person as someone who can act as a conduit between the organisation and the broader community. So that is feeding information, I suppose, both ways. And I would very much hope that this person can help with user experience testing, product development testing, that kind of thing, to ensure that we're really building our products and solutions out in the best, most meaningful way.
And the intern, do they need to be based in the UK, presumably? And is this a sort of a hybrid role, or is it, can you be home-based, or how does that work?
We're really open to that. So I'm actually home-based. I live in London, but our team are in Peterborough. So we have an office in Peterborough. It's a brand new office. We've actually only moved in the last month in the heart of the city centre. So if the individual was living in the Peterborough area, then they would be invited to work from there, either full-time or on a part-time hybrid basis. But equally, we're open to them being based anywhere within the UK. So yeah, that's the only stipulation, really, that they are based in the UK so that they can join us for team meetings and obviously for meeting the partners and customers that we have here as well.
Well, fantastic. So what's the sort of the timetable for this, Louise?
Yeah, so applications are open now. We've had a couple of applications, but we're open to seeing who else is out there as well. The closing date for applications is the end of December. So people have got a couple of weeks to still get their application in. If they jump onto the Real Sam website, we've now got a careers tab at the top. So the information there for the role is all through the careers tab. And people are invited to send a CV with a covering letter, just to keep it simple, really. Interviews will be taking place in January with a view to the person starting in February. So TPT is bringing on a number of internships across different organisations in the UK. So there's a number of charities and other organisations that work within the sight loss sector that have put roles up. So another option is that you can look on the TPT website and you can find all of the roles on there, but then hopefully choose the one that's worth the real thing.
Excellent. Okay, so what's the best way for interested parties to get in touch, Louise, about the internship and also about your advisory group as well?
Yeah, so the easiest way for people to get in touch is probably to email. So our simplest email address is helpline@realsam.co.uk. So helpline@realsam.co.uk. And if anybody wanted to get in touch via that email address, then we can redirect them to the best person in the team to help.
Louise Humphreys, UK Country Manager and Head of Group Marketing with Real Thing. Thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.